You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 110. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. As you may have guessed from the title, today's episode is about Quitter's Day. Quitter's Day is the day every year where people are most likely to fall off their New Year's resolutions. While the actual date varies from year to year, it's usually around 2 to 3 weeks into the new year, and that's where we are today. That is, if you're listening to this in real time. Obviously, when people make their New Year's resolutions, they are not planning to quit within just a few weeks. They have every intention to carry out those new goals throughout the whole year, but as we've talked about before with setting goals, the people who are falling off around Quitter's Day are the ones who never took into account the cost of the goals that they were setting. So really, the real how to make it past Quitter's Day really depends on your mindset when you set your goals to begin with. If you already considered the cost of those goals and really set yourself up for success with habits and tracking metrics and understanding the why behind those goals, then you are already ahead of the pack. But what if you did all of those things and you still feel like quitting? If that's the case, I would take a day to journal and reflect on your experience thus far and why you feel like it's not worth it to continue, even though it hasn't even been a month. It might be that the goal you set is not right for this time in your life, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with realizing you set a goal that doesn't align with who you are or what you want to do. It's better to catch that sooner rather than later, so you're not wasting time doing something that you really have no passion for right now. It doesn't mean you don't have passion for it at all, just not the right amount at the right time. We all go through seasons in life, and some goals, even writing goals, might not fit perfectly into those seasons. Understanding that ebb and flow takes time. You might learn over several months or years how you work best during those seasons, and over time you can iterate your goal setting in order to best support how you work. Many people succumb to Quitter's Day because they are going hard and fast and hustling toward goals that maybe excited them at first, but the excitement diminished, and so did their motivation. There is actually a half-life to excitement, and most people don't realize this. So the half-life, if you don't know, comes from radioactive decay. The time it takes for the initial radioactivity to decrease by half is called a half-life. So they go into their plans expecting the amount of excitement that they began with will stay with them the whole time. But in reality, that excitement diminishes, much like radioactive decay. But then people think something is wrong with them or with the goal. Putting this in terms of writing goals, let's consider this. Let's say your goal for 2024 is to self-publish your first novel. Let's say at the same time that you have about 30 to 50,000 words already written thanks to the writing challenge in October and November of last year. So you already have a decent chunk of your manuscript done, but maybe your final manuscript goal is closer to 80 or 100,000 words. Going into January, all you know so far is that you have to finish the first draft. If you focus just on finishing the first draft, you're probably pretty well off. But at the same time, you are probably burned out from the high word counts each day during the challenge from the last couple of months. It's common for writers to set aside their manuscripts after November and try to take a breath from the fast pace and the high word count goals that people typically shoot for in November. Where your brain might be tempted to give in to Quitter's Day is if it keeps alternating between focusing on the goal, however big and ambiguous, of self-publishing this year, and the fact that you still have to finish your first draft. Without the first draft done, you don't feel confident about the timeline for the rest of it, and that's normal. And also, if you've never done research into the self-publishing process, your brain will start offering up all of the things that you don't know, like, when do you engage a developmental editor? When do you send your book to beta readers? Do you really need a copy editor? The answer to that is yes. Where do you even buy ISBNs? Like, how many drafts do I have to write before it's quote-unquote good enough? Not to mention all of the bits and pieces about the process that you don't know. Quitter's Day is about when your brain starts to get tired of the back and forth, starts to get tired of the questions it doesn't know the answers to, and it's about then when it starts to think that you should be paying attention to other goals instead of this one where you want to publish this year, or whatever your goal happens to be. If you are prepared for the drama your brain will give you when you reach this point in the year, then you are far more likely to make it past Quitter's Day. Don't rely on willpower or motivation to reach your goals. Those things are fleeting and unreliable, and we've talked about that before. What really makes the difference is discipline and a strong why that you constantly keep top of mind. People like to think that they are undisciplined, but the reality is you are just disciplined in the things that don't serve you. Things like doom scrolling on TikTok and Instagram, getting into internet fights on Facebook and Reddit, or sitting on the couch watching Netflix and Disney Plus instead of going on a walk or working on your book. Training yourself to follow through on the things you said you would do, even when you don't feel like doing them, that's when you are training your brain to be disciplined in the things that you actually want to be disciplined in. This is what makes the difference with Quitter's Day. Doing the things that start feeling rote and mundane once that half-life of excitement has passed is where the true progress occurs. Find ways to trick your brain to get past the inertia of not having started. Things like timers, rewards for yourself, and just making the process itself fun for you all help propel you past Quitter's Day. When I'm actually in the groove of writing and rewriting, I really enjoy it. Rewriting is my favorite part of the whole process. But when I haven't been doing it for a while, or I'm feeling stuck on a particular scene or a character or whatever, then my brain is much more likely to redirect my attention to things that take less creative energy. For me, I need to get excited about what I'm about to do before I do it so that I have something to look forward to. There are all sorts of brain hacks you can use to get past productivity slumps and get past Quitter's Day. But what will matter the most to you is that you have a strong why for why you're doing what you're doing. It needs to be strong enough to take you past the half-life of excitement, strong enough to push you through the slumps where you're not exactly sure what you're doing or what to do next, strong enough that you can remember it at the drop of a hat when you need to conjure up a reason to keep going. I hope that you do not fall victim to Quitter's Day this year, whether it's today or next week or even in a few months. Your personal Quitter's Day might be much further into the year than it is for others. We won't necessarily know which day it is, but there will be a day when you just feel like not continuing. And that will be the day where the decision to keep going can make all the difference in whether or not you actually reach the goal you set. So with all of that, let's surge past Quitter's Day and take our goals by storm. That is it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me, and remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.